These activities help me to know that I am also part of the community. Though when I'm there, I feel isolated, feel depressed. But at least when I come out, I feel like, yeah, I'm also an important person in the community. My first name is Komba, and my second name is Cisse. Commonly known as Cisse because I was a footballer who used to play for Liverpool, known as Jibril Cisse. So this is why they normally prefer calling me Cisse.
Cisse, a 26-year-old Somalian, is in some respects typical of Refugee Action's youth group members. But in one very stark way, he's different. Cisse must wear a tag around his ankle and report back to accommodation early in the evening each day, which means he often has to leave activities early. Though he is shy of the fact and hides it from others in the group, he never lets it stop him from attending. When the youth group for young refugees and asylum seekers arranged a trip to Liverpool's Dockland area, it was the first time Cisse had been, even though he had been living nearby in Home Office provided basic accommodation for almost a year.
That was the first time I've been there. Because of this program, make me aware that there's a riverside here in Liverpool. So when I've been there, it was amazing. I feel like, yeah, very, very, very happy when I see the water. It makes me feel connected to the city very, 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 very well. Definitely, because the place I was living, I've never seen those things. The only thing I could hear is the sound of the cars going, coming here and there. I don't even see people, honestly. I was always indoors.
Many moons ago, Nicolette Muzazi, or Nick as she is known to many in the group, was once a participant of the youth project herself as a young Burundian refugee. Nicolette volunteered with the project for some years afterwards and is now a project worker with Refugee Action, managing all the youth activities.
Thank you again very much for those who donated to our project. It's really a fantastic project for the young people who are going through the asylum process. Those who are new in the country, who don't speak the language, who don't have friends, or they don't have anyone to guide them, to show them what to do. The youth project or the youth wellbeing activity is one of the places they can come to and feel free and feel happy and maybe even get some information, like further information, and get referrals to other organisations.
Nicolette explained to me how the activities are designed to improve the well-being of its young participants, whose ages range from the late teens to the mid-20s.
We try to organise our activity around five ways of well-being: connect, keep active, learn, take notice and give.
Amina has just turned 20 and has been coming to the project for just over a year now. She was brought to the UK by her father as a 17-year-old under the pretext of coming to study in the country, but soon found herself in the hands of a man many years her senior to whom she would be wed. Amina's father returned to Pakistan without her. After some time, she escaped the forced marriage, but knew returning to Pakistan, where she would suffer shame and violent punishment, was not an option for her. Her mother dead for some years and with no other relatives to turn to, Amina claimed asylum here in the UK. Amina tells me how the dance classes are a particular highlight for her, though the project is far more than a matter of having fun.
It is really important that it exists. The people who don't have awareness to go and learn something from the college, schools, or especially our refugees who come from different places, who are newcomers, and they don't know anything. They can come and learn, they can improve their skills here even.
I ask Amina if she sees the confidence of others in the group increasing over time.
Yes, definitely it is changing because this project, not only to learn something, I think it is really good platform for the social network. People are coming here and they're seeing people and sharing their love sometimes. For example, we have food with each other, we share food. We do lunch, dinner together. I feel good. Have a good conversation with Nicolette, with Sira and Cici. I made a good friendship with them. So we do discuss our ideas, what to do, what they are doing, what I am doing.
through learning, I get to learn something new. I may get some guitar lesson or learn swimming or learn how to ride a bike, which can be also counted as keep active because they're learning to dance and they're learning swimming and they're learning to ride bikes, but also they're connecting with the community because we work with other partners in Liverpool. Take notice is just to encourage them to take notice of what's around them and make the most of it. And as part of GIVE, we try to organize activities or visit to different homeless centers where we'll do like a bake shopping and take it to the homeless center so that they give back something to the community as well.
I tell Amina, I can imagine how difficult it must have been when she found herself as a teenager in a foreign country completely alone.
It was hard in the beginning, but I don't find it hard anymore. I got really good friends here, very, very good and caring friends.